At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm visiting with Steve Phillips. And Steve, I know you're with International Plant Nutrition Institute. First of all, just tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, the International Plant Nutrition Institute is a nonprofit organization that's funded through membership dues from the fertilizer industry, major manufacturers around the world. We have about 31 staff members in various locations around the world. My home region is the Southeast United States, but all of us serve on international work groups, and we have one of those in precision nutrient management, and I chair that working group. And so that's how we grow to our involvement in both the ICPA and the InfoAg conference.
Well, that's what we want to talk about here. We may be at the ICPA, but we got InfoAg next year, and I know the dates have been announced, location. Let's get a little plug here to let people know where, when, and so they can get it on their calendar.
Okay, well, we're going to be in Springfield, Illinois again at the Crown Plaza, July 16th through the 18th. We're very excited about the conference this year. We hope to really build on the momentum we had last year. We had over 700 attendees last year, over 60 exhibitors, and so we're really hoping to grow on that as well and get back to the numbers we enjoyed, you know, in the early 90s when we first started this. And InfoAg has really grown. We started it as an idea to bring together, you know, all the different players in the precision ag industry, dealers, advisors, growers. This is really a practical conference, really focused on the applied, on the use of precision ag tools and technologies. And so we're really excited about the program. We've already started talking about potential speakers and topic areas. We really want to look at some of the imagery things that have been big here, well-attended things at this conference. You know, that's one of the reasons that we work so heavily with the A to Z track here at the ICPA, the applied presentations, because we draw a lot on what's well-attended there in terms of ideas for InfoAg. So precision planting, a variable rate fertilizer, guidance, imagery, section control, a lot of the things that are really growing in interest among the farming community that we hope to bring in a lot of good speakers and provide a very exciting program.
What do you think about here? We got a couple of tracks. One's on precision conservation, which I have become familiar with doing some work with CTIC, the Conservation Technology Information Center. I found that kind of fascinating to see that. And precision horticulture, you know, not something we necessarily always think of, but this area just seems to keep evolving, right?
Right. You know, what's interesting about these topics you mentioned, the precision conservation, precision horticulture, this is an indication that precision agriculture really goes beyond just tools and technology. It's really a mindset, and it fits well within what we're doing in the Institute that we're promoting as the 4R Nutrient Stewardship, which is focused more on nutrient management, but in a holistic view of the entire cropping system, evolving from basically stakeholder interest in both environmental, economic, and social sustainability of these systems. And so in terms of conservation, some of the things that we can do with precision agriculture in terms of getting our products, whether they be fertilizers or pesticides or whatever the case may be, getting that in the right place at the right time, at the right rate, protects our waterways, protects grass buffers, any type of conservation structure we have in place. And also on the conservation side, fitting within reduced tillage systems. Again, that affects some of the ways that we need to manage our inputs in terms of timing, placement, source selection. And so that's how we fit within the conservation arena. In terms of the precision horticulture, this is actually an area where we've had interest for many years. It's just they're smaller acreage, but they're high-value crops. And so there's a lot of opportunity now as we see these technologies who are usually focused on the broad-acre crops because of just the potential early impact in the development of the technologies. But when we start looking at some of these things like the fluorescence sensors, those are taking us to the next level beyond what we can learn using reflectance in terms of fruit quality in grapes, for winemaking example. We're looking at some of the UAV technologies in citrus and oil palm around the world. And this is where we're really growing internationally in terms of adoption of precision ag technologies, is that it's really going outside. This is one of the most diverse groups of attendees and presenters we've ever had at ICPA. I mean, we've been called the international conference, but we truly are represented. I think we have 45 different countries represented here, and our 250 talks, probably 80% of those are from outside the U.S. So, I mean, this precision ag, it's where we're going in terms of input management, and it's just very exciting time in the industry.
I fully agree. And so looking ahead, we know now that we've got some dates for the 2013 Info Expo. We'll just say them one more time. That's July 16th through the 18th. That's next year. That's going to be at Crown Plaza in Springfield, Illinois. Thank you very much, Steve Phillips. He is chair for next year's Info Ag Conference, and we'll be there. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.